In one more lesson, think of this. Mary shows us the significance of one single act of love or obedience. This was not a long process. She didn't do this 12 times. She didn't do it annually. It was one time. How long did it take for her to do that? Break the flask, walk over, pour it on him. Did she go back to her seat? How long did it take? 30 seconds? 15 seconds? How long was she there by him? My point is, it was a moment. One act of getting up, going, and doing it. Have you ever seen anyone wash another Christian's feet, bring some water and a towel, and wash their feet? I was tempted to do it, but I thought, no, I'll just talk about it. I probably should have done it. How long did it take? How long would it take to wash someone's feet? 2 minutes? 1 minute? How long did it take Mary to do this simple little act? One choice, brief moment, one isolated act. What exactly did Mary do? She rises, comes to the Lord Jesus, breaks the flask, pours it on his head. Does she stand there? Does she anoint his head with her hand? Does she just go back? We don't know. But it was a specific choice, and it was her way of pouring her love out on the Savior. Think about the significance of little choices every day, the importance of them. You get up. Perhaps you're tired, perhaps you're in a rush, perhaps this, perhaps that. And you just choose, well, I'll read my Bible later. I'll pray later. You're prompted to pray for this person or speak to them. And you let the opportunity pass. And you don't seize the moment. You don't make the choice. Remember when Martha and Mary, Martha's serving, and she starts complaining to the Lord Jesus about her sister. Mary's leaving it all to me. What does he say? Mary has what? Chosen the best. She's chosen the best. What kind of choices do we make? Your choices, my choices, day in and day out, week after week, are vitally important. They're significant because your choices determine ultimately your spiritual discipline. Your choices, if you choose out of desire and out of love for Christ, I'm going to be faithful to the meetings. I'm going to make the prayer meetings if I can make them. I'm going to be faithful on the Lord's Day. I'm going to fellowship with the brethren. I'm going to be with the saints when I can. If I'm providentially hindered, that's one thing. If I'm sick, that's another thing. If I'm gone, if I have to work, that's another thing. But as much as it lies in me, I'm going to make the highest choices that will be the best. Mary made this significant choice. And the fruit of it has been to this day. And it will be until the second coming. Specific choices are important. And you see some of these in the New Testament. Think of this. In Galatians, Peter compromises. Remember, what did he do when he compromised in Galatians? Huh? Well, more specifically, he fears the Jews, so he withdraws eating with the Gentiles. Right? And that was a gospel issue. So what does Paul do? Yeah. Paul didn't say, well, you know, Peter's still going to grow. I'll just leave it alone. It's not that important. No. Paul chooses. Peter, brother, you blew it. This is wrong. You know in your heart it's wrong. You're compromising the gospel. Peter is probably shocked. Peter, for the first time, may be struck silent. Paul confronts him. Paul had to make that choice, and he knew it was right. Our choices matter. Acts 15, the Council of Jerusalem. This big issue of what do Gentiles have to do? Should they be required to be circumcised? And the Judaizers, the professing believers in the early church were putting this pressure. And so the apostle said, we have to have a meeting. They called the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15. And they had this one meeting to work this out and determine it. One choice, one meeting sets the tone for the church on the issue of Gentiles being included. And when I was in Belfast, we bought a biography on Eric Liddell. Everyone know who Eric Little or Liddell? Yeah, that's exactly right, says the American. The Texan can never say it right. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about. You remember what it came down to when he was in the Olympics? What was the big issue? Think of the pressure. All of Britain wanted him to run. The British team wanted him to run. And he says, no, I won't run on Sunday. I won't run on the Lord's Day. He made a choice, didn't he? He made a choice. And then he said later, he who honors the Father will honor. And he won 2 gold medals. One of them in a race he wasn't even supposed to run in. So God honors choices. Young people, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, spiritually, you will be the product of the choices you're making now. They are very important in your life. Single acts of faith, like Mary's, are critically important. She could have made an excuse. She could have rationalized, justified reasons not to do it that day. She could have left that room and that dinner and never having done what she did. But she chose to obey. Abel offered one right sacrifice. Noah built a boat. Took him 120 years, but he did it, right? Abraham, one day, said, come on, Sarah, we're going. Where are we going? Well, I don't know. Well, how will we know when we're there? Well, we won't. Oh, okay, Lord. She called him Lord. Abraham left on a journey. It was a choice he made. Sarah considered God faithful. That was a choice. And she conceived strength. She gained strength to conceive. Jacob, dying in his bed, blesses his sons. And it has long-term implications. Moses refused to be called Pharaoh's son. He refused the treasures of Egypt. And he chose instead to identify with the people of God. Rahab welcomed the spies. I know about your God, and I'm going to identify. Welcome. She welcomed the spies. It was an act of faith. A life of faith is made up of daily choices of faith and obedience. And the greatest act ever commended by the Lord Jesus Christ was a simple woman choosing one time to pour her love out upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Radical love. So daily, I encourage you to have choices at some time during the day to turn your heart and your thoughts afresh to the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on Him and pour your love on Him. Offer Him praise. Tell Him you love Him. Yield yourself fresh to Him. Worship Him. A.W. Tozier in Chicago used to go to the beach on Lake Michigan in Chicago in the spring and summer. And he would stay there for 3 hours in the sand, and he would worship God. He would focus on God's attributes, and he would focus on His sovereignty, and he would worship God in relation to His sovereignty. Then he would choose His holiness, and he would adore God for His holiness. So these were choices that he made, and he would love the Lord in those times. We sang it earlier. Let me all thy love accepting, love thee ever all my days. What if we all yielded fresh more and more to the Holy Spirit's control, to His fullness, to His love? And what if we said, Lord, I want that higher ground we sang about more and more. Take me there. Give me more love for Thee. More love for Thee, O Christ. More love for Thee. It's a choice we make. And as we do that, the Holy Spirit will do that within us. Could we sing that hymn, More Love to Thee, O Christ? Could we sing that now in closing? Let's do it. And let's make it our prayer. Let's make it our desire. Let's make it our passion for Him. That He would make us all like Mary, a radical lover of Jesus Christ.